It's Tuesday, November 5th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
The Trump administration officially begins pulling the United States out of the Paris Climate Agreement. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders calls Apple's $2.5 billion home program a distraction from the hundreds of billions of dollars in tax avoidance that created the California housing crisis. And lastly, an aide for billionaire presidential candidate Tom Steyer resigns after he was caught stealing data from the Kamala Harris campaign.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
The Trump administration announced on Monday that it will officially withdraw from the Paris Climate Accords next fall. The Washington Post noted that Monday marked the first day the administration could put in its one-year notice, which now permits the U.S. to officially leave the Paris Agreement the day after the 2020 election on November 4th. The year-long process means the U.S. withdrawal would take effect after the next presidential election, meaning that if someone other than Trump wins the White House in 2020, that president could return to the deal within 30 days. Trump announced his intention to abandon the agreement, which was backed by the Obama administration, during a speech back in 2017. In the 2 years since, every nation on Earth has pledged support for the accord, which went into effect in 2016. Bernie Sanders on Monday sharply criticized an announcement by tech giant Apple that the company would invest $2.5 billion to battle California's housing crisis, a crisis that Apple has contributed to by driving prices up as the company has expanded in the San Francisco area. Sanders, in his statement, said that relying on companies like Apple to solve the issue is not a solution, no matter how much money the tech giant is throwing at the problem. Quote, today more than 134,000 Californians are homeless, and renters need to earn $34.69 per hour to afford the average two-bedroom apartment, Sanders said. We cannot rely on corporate tax evaders to solve California's housing crisis, unquote. Sanders' Housing for All plan, released in September, promotes an end to homelessness, national rent control, the construction of 10 million new homes, and calls for $2.5 trillion in spending over the next decade, which would be fully paid for by establishing a tax on the wealthiest top 0.1% of Americans.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
The South Carolina Post and Courier reports that an aide for Tom Steyer's 2020 presidential campaign stole valuable volunteer data collected by Kamala Harris's campaign using an account from when he worked with the South Carolina Democratic Party, according to multiple state and national party officials. The Steyer campaign said that it does not have possession of the data and that Democratic officials were only aware of the download, which they said was inadvertent because they proactively notified them. Both the Democratic National Committee and the South Carolina Democratic Party denied that. The DNC said they quickly caught the attempt on Friday by Steyer's deputy South Carolina State Director Dwayne Sims to export Harris's data, which contained thousands of volunteer contacts collected over the course of the campaign in this critical early voting primary state. Sims was placed on administrative leave over the weekend while the Steyer campaign conducts an internal investigation and is now permanently banned from the voter file and all Democratic Party systems. According to the most recent Post and Courier poll, 11% of likely South Carolina Democratic primary voters support Harris and 5% support Steyer. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Marie Yovanovitch, the ousted U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, told House impeachment investigators last month that European Union Ambassador Gordon Sandlin told her she should tweet out support and praise for Donald Trump if she wanted to save her job, according to a transcript obtained by the New York Times. From Bloomberg News, luxury developers in New York City are fighting a proposed tax on second homes that cost $5 million or more, calling the plan, quote, class warfare on the rich. Sounds good to me. USA Today reports that a Cameroonian migrant detained by ICE was removed from life support after his family asked that he continue to receive medical care. More than a month later, the man's body remains in the U.S., and his relatives say they have been given little information about his death. The man's brother has twice been denied a visa to travel to the U.S. to identify the body and accompany it back home to Cameroon. And lastly, YouTube has banned Sebastian Gorka from its platform, apparently because the former Trump White House advisor refused to stop playing songs from pop rock band Imagine Dragons on episodes of his radio show that were later uploaded to the site. The band's lead singer, Dan Reynolds, has been calling on Gorka to stop using the band's songs on his show since August.
Quicker. Quick. Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, live or later, wherever your podcasts are found.